This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to a bite-sized episode of Live and Learn with me, Dashran Johan. The CineBar 2021 virtual short film screening will be held from the 29th of November till the 5th of December. The event will feature short films by 8 award-winning filmmakers from Sabah and is supported by the Sabah Creative Industry and Economic Innovation Centre, also known as CINIC, and initiated by a member of their board of advisors, which is filmmaker Nadira Ilana from Telan Bulan Films. So joining me on the show today to discuss CineBar 2021 is Nadira Ilana herself. Welcome to the show, Nadira. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me on.
Now, before we talk about, the films that are going to be screened, what is CINIC Sabah all about?
So the Sabah Creative Economy and Innovation Center is an initiative that was approved in August 2019 by the then government to drive innovation, technology and the creative industries whilst connecting creative industry players with the rest of the sector or ecosystem. So basically, especially if you're a brand in Peninsula Malaysia and you want to expand your market over to East Malaysia, you don't know the people in the creative industries there, you can just like go to CINIC and talk to them and then they'll be able to set you up.
What's CineBar all about and what inspired you to organize this film festival?
Okay, so as you mentioned earlier, I am among one of the board of advisors for CINIC. And while policy making is really important, also, you can't make policies unless people have watched. You can't make policies about the film industry or film scene unless you've actually watched films before. Mm. And apart from making films, I have also been programming short film screenings for Malaysian independent filmmakers, but also for East Malaysian films. And this is the first time that we're putting together a film showcase that features filmmakers from across Sabah. And Sabah is a really large state. So it's pretty significant that we've managed to kind of get filmmakers from Kota Marudu, Tenom, Sandakan, and it's not just like Kota Kinabalu.
And what's the purpose of this screening?
The short films that we've chosen are all award-winning short films. And some of them may have been made as recently as like last year, or maybe like a couple of years ago. But the point is, like, I've noticed that over the years, see, when I first programmed my our East Malaysian short film showcase before, I think maybe five years ago, it was mostly only documentaries that I could find. There were not a lot of like short films and fictional narratives. Whereas this time, like, because I've kind of kept an eye out, gradually started, and there are more initiatives like Pesta Film Kita or Freedom Film Fest also that provide grants to East Malaysians. So there are more of these like short films from East Malaysia that are coming up, and people are really starting to take notice of these filmmakers. And so I thought like it's really important to sort of put together a program to sort of announce that, hey, there is a new wave of Sabahan filmmakers that are coming up.
Let's talk about the filmmakers, because many of these filmmakers, like you said, they are award-winning. Some of them have, you know, even international recognition, even by the Hollywood foreign press. Why is there then a massive lack of awareness about these filmmakers locally, especially filmmakers from East Malaysia?
I can't say exactly, but I know that for myself, because I'm looking. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for East Malaysian filmmakers, because when I first started making films as well as a Sabahan, I just didn't have enough references for, you know, what an East Malaysian narrative or a Sabahan narrative should kind of look like. So on top of making the films myself, I was sort of kind of taking tabs and taking notes. So gathering these East Malaysian stories also helped me get my own sense of my identity. But it also helped me to look for more crew. Why is it that East Malaysians aren't really considered? I guess, well, I mean, when we talk about Malaysian cinema, essentially it's West Malaysian cinema.
That's right.
Our Malaysian films don't represent the whole of the country. It's like, there's a saying also in Sabah, macam, nanti kau buta satu mata saja. You know, so you're only blind. You're basically you're blind in one eye.
Right.
And I think that in order to see the full picture of Malaysia, we need to also understand that East Malaysian stories are absolutely integral to our national identity. And I think I've still had to sort of proselytize people into being able to tell the difference. Because when, you know, when the industry started to make stories about East Malaysia or Borneo, what came about from that immediately, because the industry is a lot more developed in Peninsula Malaysia, was they started making a lot of fake Borneo films, I call them, which were sort of just like Borneo stories, except that they were completely like starring West Malaysians and made by West Malaysians. And because that's what people are so used to, they didn't realize that it just was not authentic. I think it's just like really important to, I mean, it doesn't have to be an East Malaysian or anything, but I am a big believer in authentic storytelling. And I think that's what's really important about this program as well, and why I feel so proud of it. Because when we talk to all the, when I talk to all the different filmmakers, they, and I asked them, it's like, what are your ambitions? Like, why do you want to make films? And they said some, and all of them kind of just independently had said, I want to make a film where I see people who resemble the people that I grew up with, who look and sound like the people that I know and I love. And I think that it's really important for films to be personal or to be authentic. And, you know, especially when you're talking about new filmmakers, that we're not pressured to come into the industry and just replicate the same content that we've been doing all these years. And Malaysia has a tendency to get stuck in that loop. Let's just make the same stuff over and over again. And we're like, no. And the only way to cut that out is really through supporting authentic voices.
Now, why did you choose these eight films and filmmakers in particular? What excites you the most about the films that will be screened?
Generally, we choose the films because we really like them. But also between Bebra Mylin, who is also our co-programmer, who's also a Sabahan filmmaker, between her and I, there are a couple of reasons. One was that Bebra and I are making our first feature films set in Sabah.
So we were
targeting it for theatrical release. But at the same time, I was also kind of wondering for myself, like, what's it going to be like for me to make a Sabahan film for cinemas when people don't even know Sabahan films or Sabahan cinema exists? So we're thinking about like building our audience in a way slowly, by also supporting the other filmmakers within our community. But also because it's like, if you know Sabah and Sarawak, I mean, our film scene, our film industry is very different from that of the peninsula. Whereas peninsula has like their red carpets and your big name artists and all that stuff. Sabah and Sarawak since the 90s has been doing straight to VCD movies, straight to DVD movies, and then Jolly Tamu, Jolly Church and all those kinds of things. And it's a very different time for this generation because we are, now we have young filmmakers who have had university educations, who know which film competitions to join, who understand the festival route that, it's not just about, hey, like they won awards. It's like, no, there is actually a way of distributing your films well and making sure that they get packaged well and marketed well and get seen by the right people. And I want to be able to sort of support the young filmmakers who are on the right track to getting their work noticed by the right people so that we can have an industry as well on top of it.
Yeah.
And so what I would like for Peninsula Malaysians to be able to take away from this is just to watch the Sabahan short films as Malaysian short films and to understand that there are so many ways still to imagine Malaysia just beyond how we have been doing this entire time.
Now, as we wrap this conversation up, Nadira, how can people either support this this screening or, you know, if they want to just watch it, where do they go to?
If you'd like to catch our Cinema 2021 films, you can head over to Eventbrite and register for free. We will send you a private link where you'll be able to watch the films from anywhere in the world because they're all regionless. We highly encourage as well that people share it with their Malaysian friends who are overseas because I like to think that when you watch the films, it's just like a little piece of home. We'd love for as many people to watch the films as possible. On the 2nd and the 3rd of December, from 7:30 to 9:30, we have Q&As with the filmmakers. And if you can't catch those in time, you should be able to go to the Scenic Sabah Facebook page and catch our Q&A with the filmmakers.
Awesome. It sounds really, really exciting. On that note, thank you so much for speaking with me, Nadira.
Thank you for having me.
That was Nadira Ilana, one of the organizers of Cinema. She's also of Telan Bulan Films. So Cinema is a virtual short film screening which will be held from the 29th of November till the 5th of December. If you missed any part of this conversation, you can check out the podcast on the BFM app, bfm.my, or pretty much wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Darshan Johan, and this has been Live and Learn, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.